Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, One Take Wednesday. It's also our third day of our Holy Week services. Dr. Gary Fenton will be with us for one more day. Today he'll lead out in the service at noon. Then we have a yummy lunch offered up in Heritage Hall after the service if you'd like to come and join us for fellowship and communion around the table. We're in Luke's Gospel today, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. This is the story of the resurrection. When the women go to check on the tomb, they've prepared their spices and they come, and yet Jesus is not there. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 2 today, verses 1 through 11, which talks about the moral benefits of wisdom. But first from Luke's Gospel. Chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while you were still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women who with them told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home, marveling at what had happened. Two little thoughts came to mind as I was reading this passage. The disciples, they thought it was an idle tale, what the women had said. And we know of those in our own lives that we are praying for to come to salvation, that believe that Jesus and the resurrection is an idle tale. But we know that the disciples changed their minds. And we even now lift the names of those for whom we pray to the Lord, asking that he would reveal himself once again, most mercifully, to those whom we love who do not follow him. And then, it's interesting, right, that Peter, he runs to the tomb. You and I both know how hard it is when we realize our sin and we are humbled before the Lord. He has just denied his Savior, and he goes to check out the good news. Perhaps he can make things right with the Lord. It's just an exciting thing that we all have the opportunity to run to the Savior, to be reminded of his goodness and his resurrection. I'm loving how it's working out that this Holy Week we are reading the very stories about the cross and the resurrection. Now let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and I'll be reading in the New International Version. "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As I end today with prayer, I think I'll just go back through this proverb and pray the tenets of what we are reminded here. Will you pray with me? Lord, today we're reminded that we need to open ourselves up to your understanding and to call out to you and to cry aloud for insight. Help us to see your word and your wisdom and your work as valuable. Lord, we're reminded from verse 6 that you give wisdom and from your mouth come knowledge and understanding. And so in situations where we need wisdom, even now, we call out to you. Lord, thank you for the promise that you hold success in store for the upright. We want earthly success, Lord, but we know ultimately that our success lies with you in heaven as well. Thank you for being a shield for us. Help us to walk blamelessly in your sight. And thank you for the forgiveness that you offer for us when we return to your wisdom. Lord, thank you for offering up wisdom that will enter into our hearts and knowledge that is pleasant for our soul. Help us to be a people who have much discretion as we live lives of faith in a world filled with darkness. May your light shine upon us and upon our world today. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.